So who do you call? The same people you trust to care for your home's heating and cooling systems. Total Comfort Solutions. Hi, Terry Hall here. I'd like to let you know we now offer complete plumbing services for your home. So what will it take for you to give us a try? How's $49 off any plumbing service or repair sound? Give us a call. Total Comfort Solutions, 509-525-4868, or visit ComfortRightDayOrNight.com.
The Union Bulletin is proud to support our Valley schools and athletics with daily coverage of the best in local sports. Visit UnionBulletin.com on your smartphone, tablet, or computer to see local sports stories and photography, plus online classifieds and the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support our home teams. Visit UnionBulletin.com today. That's Union-Bulletin.com.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, we're talking boys basketball now. The Irish boys to my down to my right from my vantage point in the top row of the bleachers, looking straight down at the game management table. The Knights bench will be to my left. The Irish bench will be to my, Knights to my right, Irish to my left. The sails warming up to my right in the home white uniforms with the forest green trim. The Knights wearing dark maroon with white numbers trimmed in black and gray, warming up to my left. The Irish boys under first-year head coach Nick Hazeltine, 4-5 in the conference, 6-8 overall. Walla Walla Valley Academy, a very similar record under head coach Scott Wagner. They are 4-6 in the conference, 5-8 overall. So two teams battling to finish in the upper half of the 8-team Eastern Washington Athletic Conference. The Irish right now in fourth place at 4-5. The Knights in fifth place at 4-6. The Sails won the first matchup on January 4th over in College Place in a close game, 51-44, as the Knights came back in the fourth quarter, outscoring the Irish 19-15 after the Irish had an 11-point lead, 36-25, going into the fourth quarter. That's been a bit of a theme for DeSales boys. They have not finished games very strongly. Saturday, they were playing very well against Liberty Christian, the number three team in the league. Liberty Christian with a very solid 8-2 conference record. The Irish are up by 5 going into the fourth quarter. But the Patriots on the DeSales floor outscored the Irish 22-11 in the final 8 minutes to beat DeSales 59-53. So a tough one. A lead in the fourth quarter on your home court, and you're outscored by 11 points. The Irish boys got to find a way to play four quarters. Coach Hazeltine, his first year, trying to get his guys together. They've had a lot of illness challenges, and they've had some players gone during vacations over Christmas break, trying to put their roster together. And a big one here tonight, the battle for fourth place between these crosstown rivals, Walla Walla Valley Academy and College Place, with the Sales Irish right here in Walla Walla. They're about 4 miles, I think, 4 or 5 miles separate the two campuses. We'll be back with a closer look at how these teams have played recently on 100.7 FM KHSS.
It's not until our car breaks down that it hits home just how dependent we are on horseless carriages. With car engines lasting longer than ever, car transmission repair or replacement is also more common than ever. If you're in need of having your transmission repaired or replaced, we can help you. Hello, Walla Walla. I'm Julie Doty. My husband Zach and his crew at Walla Walla Transmission are known for quality service and reliability. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Win a couple $100 gift cards this month. One for you and one for your favorite local charity in the Harvest Foods January Sweepstakes. You can enter daily to increase your chances to win. All you need to enter is today's secret code. And to get that, simply text the keyword Harvest Sweeps to 71441 and we'll text it right back to you. That's right. Simply text the keyword Harvest Sweeps to 71441 and we'll send the secret code word back to you along with a link to the sweepstakes page. Harvest Foods, 905 South 2nd in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The Irish boys, in their quest to have everybody healthy, do have one player that normally suits up in street clothes. Bobby Holtzinger, a 6'1 sophomore who comes off their bench, sprained his ankle in practice this week, and he will not suit up for this key contest. But Tim Warden is back. Tim, a 6'3 sophomore who was ill, out with illness all last week, he is back. The Sales boys, in their last four games, on Saturday the 13th, they won at White Swan 54-47. Then last Tuesday, a week ago, they were on the road at Mount Clearwater, won a non-leaguer over Mackay 34-33, a low-scoring struggle, no shot clock at Oregon. And that put the Irish on a three-game win streak, but then a tough weekend for DeSales on the road at second-place Tri-City Prep, 59-42 losers. And then, as I mentioned, a lead going into the fourth quarter against Liberty Christian, outscored 22-11 in the final stanza and lose the game by 6, 59-53. A look at the Eastern Washington Conference standings on the boys' side. Kittitas in first place at 9-0. Tri-City Prep in second place at 8-1. Liberty Christian at 8-2. DeSales at 4-5. Walla Walla Valley Academy at 4-6. White Swan at 3-6. So DeSales, White Swan, and Walla Walla Valley Academy very close in the standings with 4th, 5th, and 6th place. You got to finish in the top 6 to get into district tournament play. Of course, the higher you finish, the better. The bottom two teams in the conference, Matheson at 1-8, Dayton at 0-9. So the top 6 teams are solid. DeSales trying to rise above Walla Walla Valley Academy tonight. Each team with 4 conference wins. The Irish with 5 losses. The Knights with 6 losses. Walla Walla Valley Academy in their last 4 games, they've been at Kittitas, losing to the defending champions of the state, 74-45. Last Tuesday, lost at Liberty Christian, 54-39. Last Thursday, at Dayton, they won 62-43, which stopped a 6-game losing streak for the Knights. And then they got the win streak going. They beat Matheson 66-47 on Saturday. So the Knights, a 2-game winning streak against the bottom two teams in the conference, Dayton and Matheson. So they're feeling good about themselves. The Irish boys will try to change that. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the opening tip-off on 100.7 FM KHSS.
There are too many used car dealerships out there making too many claims and selling too many cars. But those used cars come with too many question marks. In fact, it's a pretty big gamble. With Integrity Certified Used Vehicles at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla, there is no gamble. The only question is, where do I sign? Every Integrity Certified vehicle comes with a 5-year, zero-deductible warranty and a 7-day, no-questions-asked exchange policy. Not every used vehicle can be an Integrity Certified vehicle. At McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla, we only stock and sell the finest pre-owned vehicles and never sell a vehicle as is. Every car we sell comes with an Integrity Certified warranty because we stand behind our vehicles. Shop the extensive inventory of Integrity Certified vehicles at McCurley Integrity Toyota of Walla Walla today and find the vehicle that will last a lifetime. Only at McCurley Integrity Toyota in Walla Walla on North Wilbur Avenue and McCurleyToyota.com. Integrity in everything we do for you.
This is KHSS.
We're back live at the Sales for a look at the starting lineups. First, for the visiting Walla Walla Valley Academy Knights, as announced by their head coach, Scott Wagner, Jake Friedel, a 5'10 sophomore, will start. He had 9 points when these teams met on January 4th, that 51-44 win for the Irish when they held off the Knights' run in the fourth quarter. Matt Rittenbach, a 5'10 junior, will start. He had 10 points on January 4th. Aaron Pollard, a 6'5 sophomore, he had a breakout game last Thursday in a win over Dayton. He scored 21 points. He had 9 when the Irish play. He has good height at 6'5. Nathan Treadway, a 6'3 junior, will start. And Henry Clancy, a 6'4 sophomore. They're tall over there at Waba. Their girls team started three players at 6 feet or taller, and their boys team goes 6'5", 6'4", 6'3", across the front line. Starting for Nick Hazeltine's squad, Juan Montero, the 5'9" senior, Joel Rodriguez, a 5'9" senior. Neither one of them played when these teams met on January 4th. They were on Christmas vacation with family. Jake Wiley gets the start. The 6'3 junior started the last couple games for Coach Hazeltine. Typically during the year, Connor Leahy has started. What Coach Hazeltine, I think, is trying to do is get that low post presence of Wiley along with Fisher Miedema so teams can't just sag completely in on Fisher. Matt Baumgart, the 6-foot senior, will start. Matt scored 12 to lead the Irish in the win over Wawa on January 4th. Then Fisher Miedema, the 6'2 senior, has been solid in the low post. Inconsistent, I guess I should say, not solid. He has scored 14 points over the two weekend games, but had moments of greatness and moments of not so greatness. And Fisher can dominate inside. He's still working to get back into game shape. He had a broken leg suffered during the football season. He came back after the first of the year, and this will be his, I think, let's count them up, his first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh game. So he's getting back into shape. Blue Mountain officials tonight, Eric Heisaw, Justin James, and Kurt Evanenko. And we're underway, and the Knights, Aaron Pollard outleaps Miedema for the ball. Knights will start offensively down to my left. Pollard gets it to Rittenbach. Up top to Friedel. Friedel, long shot, won't go. Chased down in front of the Irish bench by Baumgart. Irish working left to right. Matt finds Wiley down low. Tipped away. Loose ball tipped by Treadway. Controlled by the Knights. Friedel into front court. Now to Treadway. Treadway back to Friedel between the circles. Irish turnover. There's a steal on the left wing by Baumgart on the pass for Pollard. Baumgart goes up strong. Shot blocked by Friedel. No, they call a foul with the body. Friedel, 5'10 sophomore, showing some hops against Baumgart, the 6-foot senior. So Friedel picks up the foul. Wawa fans didn't like that call. Matt Baumgart will go to the free throw line. 7:25 to go, first quarter. Matt misses the first free throw. Crowd gets quiet. Good crowd on hand on breast cancer awareness night. Matt misses both of them. Treadway with the rebound. Rittenbach into front court. Man-to-man defense by the Irish. Rodriguez on Rittenbach. Now to Pollard. Baumgart on Pollard. Up top to the right elbow to Treadway. Treadway faces the basket. Now passes it back out top to Friedel. Friedel, left wing pass stolen again by Baumgart. Matt Baumgart gives it off to Montero. Montero goes in, puts it up too strong up the left glass. Gets his own rebound and kicks it out to Baumgart in the reset. So the Irish missed an opportunity there after the Baumgart steal. Cross-court pass to Rodriguez in the corner. Passes to Miedema through his hands, but right to Baumgart, who dribbles to the elbow on the right side and scores it. So the Irish get a break there. A little too much pace on that pass by Rodriguez. Went right through Fisher's hands, but fortunately right to Matt Baumgart, who got to the elbow and scored it. Rittenbach for three from the right corner. Won't go. Long rebound, Montero. Three on three. Juan will slow it down. Irish with the ball leading 2-0. Left wing pass to Baumgart. Thought about a three. Didn't take it against the 2-3 zone by the Knights. To Montero, to Rodriguez. Swinging to Baumgart. He'll take the three this time, and he hits it. Matt Baumgart, who struggled over the weekend, 7 points and 5 points. He's off to a nice start here. 5 points. That's all of the points have been scored in the game. Now we've got a stoppage of play as Friedel with, I guess I'd call that tangerine orange colored tennis shoes. He'll tie the laces up and now he'll get it inbound from Pollard and bring it up court. Left wing pass to Treadway. Treadway strip, gets it back, gets it to Friedel. Kick out to Pollard. Pollard dribbles to the right elbow, now dumps it back to Treadway at the top of the key. Now Friedel, a little handoff, dribble drive, offense. They get into Friedel. Friedel, turnaround jumper in and out, knocked away from Fisher Miedema by Rittenbach. Fisher had the rebound but brought it down low, and Rittenbach, the 5'10 junior, stripped him and scored it. 5-2 Irish. Rodriguez up court, tries to dump it to Miedema, stolen by Rittenbach. Rittenbach racing the other way, goes up strong, he scores and fouls. Well, Matt Baumgart for the Irish scored all five of their points. Now Matt Rittenbach, the 5'10 junior, very active. A couple of steals, and now a couple of baskets. A foul on Juan Montero, and just like that, Rittenbach can tie it on a free throw here with 5:32 to go first quarter. Rittenbach's free throw short, rebound Fisher Miedema. Outlet to Montero. DeSales maintains a 5-4 lead. Henry Clancy, 6'4 sophomore, in the middle of the zone with his hands up. Now right wing pass to Rodriguez. Top of the key pass to Baumgart. Dumps it down to Miedema. He lays it in over Treadway. Nice touch pass by Matt Baumgart. Fisher caught it, kept it high, and kissed it off the glass softly. Irish up 7-4. Pollard to Friedel to Treadway. Out front looking for Clancy inside, not open. Kick it up top to Rittenbach. Right corner, Treadway with it. Shot clock at 18. Pass up top, Friedel. Good defense by the Irish. Friedel on the dribble drive. Cross between the leg dribble. Gets the right elbow. Now to Pollard. Pollard on the drive. He's stripped by Baumgart. I think that was before any kind of a shot attempt. So Matt Baumgart drawing the defensive assignment on Pollard. Pollard, the 6'5 sophomore, 21 points at Dayton. First substitution of the game, Treadway sits down, and for the Knights, Gabriel Torres, a 5'9 sophomore, checks in. Gets it into Rittenbach. Rittenbach on the right wing, back to Torres. Up top between the circles to Friedel. Right wing to Pollard. Baumgart on him, up top now Friedel. To Rittenbach. Rodriguez on Rittenbach. Rittenbach goes left side off the glass, won't go. Rebound inside by Clancy over Leahy, who's checked in, but he missed the putback. Leahy now with the rebound. Ahead to Baumgart, so Connor Leahy is checked in for Wiley. To Rodriguez in the lane to Baumgart. Bounce pass from Miedema, stolen by Torres. Irish trying to force it in to the low post. Good defense by the Knights. 4:16 to go, first quarter. On the right wing is Friedel. That's Torres. Pass down low, knocked away by Miedema. Loose ball. Leahy's got it. He goes the other way, goes up strong. Shot off the bottom of the rim. Connor got inside position on Friedel for the contact lay-in attempt, but shot off the bottom of the rim. Now that the other way, they throw it right to Juan Montero. He forces it up inside against Friedel and scores it. The Knights passed it right to Juan, and he took off the other way. 9-4 to Sales. Timeout, Scott Wagner. A ragged first quarter. A lot of turnovers by both teams. 3:47 to go, first quarter. Irish up 9-4 when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
A portion of today's programming is brought to you by the Elmenhurst Chiropractic Clinic, 903 Howard Street, here in Walla Walla. Their phone number, 525-4160. See Dr. Dale or Dr. Dan for all of your chiropractic needs.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, Coach Nick Hazeltine's got baskets from three different players. Matt Baumgart with 5 points, Montero and Miedema with two each. But the Irish have been very ragged in transition and ball security, as have the Knights. And after Coach Wagner sees his team commit another turnover and then give up a basket, he calls timeout. And he's got some fresh players in the ball game as he's not pleased with his starters. And now they've trapped zero. That's Isaiah Santillano in the corner. The only starter out there for the Knights is Jake Friedel. So Santillano throws it off the leg of an Irish player. Coach Hazeltine sticks with the same group that was in there before the timeout. In the corner, Torres fires the three, won't go. Rebound Montero. Off to the races. Friedel's back. He strips Montero, but the loose ball goes right to Leahy. Leahy dumps it down to Miedema, wide open for the lay-in. Connor didn't panic in traffic, found the big guy, Fisher Miedema, Irish up 11-4. Friedel on the baseline to Torres, off his hand and out of bounds. So the Knights' lone starter, Friedel, Torres off the bench is in there. After the timeout, Marshawn Obosili, the 6'3 seniors in the ballgame. Also in there is Justin Ruzma for the Knights, along with the 5'8 sophomore Santillano. Right wing pass to Rodriguez. Three on the way, won't go. Rebound Torres. Outlet to Friedel. Montero meets him at half court. Friedel, a little crossover dribble, gets it to Torres. Torres splits the defense down the lane. Shot up over Miedema, bounces around, won't go. Rebound Fisher Miedema. Outlet to Montero. Irish up 11-4, 2:38 to go. Montero right down the lane against the defense. Puts it up too hard off the glass. Juan going too fast there. went right through the Crimson Shirts. Now Juan with the steal. He's fouled by Torres and misses the shot. Juan Montero, energy level way up for the 5'9 senior, who did not play the first time these teams met. The foul on is Gabriel Torres's foul, his first, second on the Knights. Each team has committed two fouls. Juan Montero was our Dairy Queen player of the game in the loss to Liberty Christian with 11 points. Misses the free throw. The Irish now 0 for 3 from the line. Zach Mahan, a 5'11 freshman, checks in for the Irish, as does Matt Miedema, 6'3 sophomore. And out of the game comes Fisher Miedema and Joel Rodriguez. Matt Baumgart has checked back in as well. Second free throw, one go. Rebound, Matt Miedema. He puts it up and in. Baumgart kept it alive. Matt retrieved it and put it in softly over the front rim. So Matt scores right away after coming off the bench. The Irish up 13-4. Well, Rittenbach scored two quick baskets, and the Knights have not scored since. He has all four of their points. Shot missed by Salanas. Oglesbazi. Olag Bosil can't hit the shot. Rebound by Baumgart. Up court pass to Montero. Ahead to Miedema. Miedema misses his shot. Rebound by Marshawn Obosil. Obosil, is that how you say it? Obosil. Yes, it is. Obosil. All right. Rebound foul on Miedema as he tried to get the ball back. Irish up 13-4. Matt Baumgart flips to the floor trying to knock the ball loose. Now Rittenbach loses it. Montero's got it the other way. Gets it to Baumgart. He can't do anything with it on the baseline. Kick out to Mahan. Mahan will fire the three. It's off the rebound, off the board. Rebound Montero. Pass out top to Baumgart. Now high post to Leahy. Back to Baumgart. 1:29 to go in the half. Irish up 13-4 in the first 8 minutes. Good ball movement. They swing it around the top. The left corner, Baumgart, three on the way, won't go. Rebound, Treadway. Wow, Matt DeSales really passing the ball around. Nick Hazeltine likes it. They didn't get a bucket out of it, but boy, it was hard to follow the ball on that sequence for yours truly. Treadway between the circles, now passes it up top to Rittenbach. Rittenbach drives right side, cut off on the block, takes a tough shot, one on three, and he's fouled. So Matt Rittenbach, all the offense for the Knights, the thin and lanky 5'10 junior picks up a foul against Matt Miedema, and Rittenbach 0 for 1 at the line. Had a very effective sequence early in the first quarter. Hit a bucket, got the ball back, drove to the basket, hit a bucket and got fouled. He has the only points for the Knights. He misses the first free throw. Dante Maieri checks in for the Irish, 6-foot freshman. Joel Rodriguez back in. Rittenbach hits the free throw. He has all five of their points. We're inside a minute to go, first quarter. Leahy on the right wing, pass left wing to Rodriguez. Back to Leahy between the circles. Right wing to Mahan. Cross-court pass stolen by Treadway. As soon as he threw it, Nick Hazeltine said no. Turnover on the Irish. In the corner to Pollard, who's checked back in. The 6'5 sophomore three-pointer won't go. Treadway with the rebound to Rittenbach. His three backboard short. Rebound Rodriguez. Rodriguez pushes the other way, splits the defense, and lays it in. Joel Rodriguez goes coast to coast with the rebound. Irish up 15-5. Five different DeSales players have scored here in the first quarter. So Coach Wagner filters Pollard and Rittenbach back into the game after he took most of his starters out. Rittenbach on the dribble drive in the corner to Treadway. Treadway, high post pass to Salinas, knocked away by Leahy. Loose ball, Rodriguez has it. Joel forces it up, blocked by Pollard, controlled by Pollard, and that's the end of the first quarter. So Joel trying to get it up and in, one on three with the first quarter clock running out, gets the shot blocked, but a good first quarter for the Irish on their home floor, trying to sweep the season series against Walla Walla Valley Academy and take sole possession of fourth place in the conference. They're off to a good start, up 15-5 after 8 minutes on 100.7 FM, KHSS.
Imagine your child has a cavity filled and leaves the dentist with no numbness. None. Dr. Stacy at Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry is the first and only dentist in the community to utilize the cutting-edge technology called Solia. It's a powerful dental laser that allows most procedures to be done without a drill or local anesthesia. Your child will be able to eat and talk normally after the appointment and go right back to school. To learn more, call Walla Walla Pediatric Dentistry at 522-0555. That's 522-0555.
This marks our 67th year in Walla Walla. Hi, Mark Graves from Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC. What does that mean to you? It means we've lasted because we've treated you, our customers, in a fair and honest and consistent manner for 67 long years. We offer great Buicks and GMCs, new and used cars, service parts, and a body shop, all designed to keep you coming back year after year. Dale Graves, Inc., Buick GMC, South 9th across from the fairgrounds, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
Well, both coaches, Nick Hazeltine for the Irish and Scott Wagner, get a lot of players in the ballgame in the first quarter. The Irish got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the ballgame. 5 of them have scored. They lead it 15-5. The Knights got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 players in the ballgame, but only one of them has scored. Pass inside to Zach Mann. He misses a shot. Dante Maieri keeps it alive, and then it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Knights. Mann inbound. Up top it goes to Rodriguez. Back in the corner to Mann. He'll shoot the three. He's got it. Zach Mann, nice catch and shoot three off a set play. They lead it 18-5. A lot of teams forget about the inbounder. Matt, Zach inbounded it and then got right in the corner and left wide open. And Rittenbach drives into the lane, a little right-handed hook shot. He's got it. He's the only Knight player who scored. It's 18-7 to Sales. Leahy into front court to Rodriguez. Rodriguez, the only starter on the floor for the Irish. Leahy, Miedema, Matt Miedema, Dante Maieri, and Zach Mann. So two freshmen on the floor for the Irish. Maieri hit the foul line, has it slapped away, gets it, tips it to Rodriguez. Now Leahy with it. Shot clock at 10. Left wing to Mann. Mann will fire the three in and out. Rebound tip. Rittenbach's got it. They've got a 2-on-2. Rittenbach's going to take it all the way and put a little 5-footer up over Leahy. Won't go. Rebound Rodriguez. Keep shooting that ball, says one of the Wava fans. Rittenbach's the only player to score for the Knights. Bounce pass inside to Maieri. Finds Mann on the baseline. Two nice fundamental bounce passes. Mann bounced it to Maieri at the high post. He bounced it on the low block to an open Matt Miedema, who lays it in. Good fundamental basketball. 20-7 to Sales. The bounce pass is better than the chest pass because there's no hands down there by the floor. There's a steal by Rodriguez. He races the other way. He tries to dump it to Leahy, and it's knocked out of bounds. Both coaches, it looks like a hockey line change right now for the Irish. Maieri, Leahy, Matt Miedema, and Mahan all come out of the game. Baumgart, Wiley, Fisher, Miedema, Juan Montero, and they lob it into Fisher, Miedema. He misses the shot inside. Offensive rebound by Wiley. He is put back. He's stripped. Rittenbach's got it. So Coach Hazeltine has his starting five on the floor right now, leading 20-7. Torres, Rittenbach, Bruzma, Clancy, and Friedel for the Knights. Rosma on the drive, cut off, kicks it to Friedel in the corner to Rittenbach. Three on the way, leaves it short, rebound tipped. Controlled by Miedema. Long pass up court to Montero. He slices by Ruzma. Lay-in attempt is too strong and a foul called on Matt Miedema, pushing off, going after the rebound. That's 5 fouls now on the Sales, just 2 on the Knights. The trail official made the call. So Juan Montero, that's the second time he's just been going a little too fast. And can't put it up soft off the backboard. Friedel in the front court, right winger. Ruzma falls to his knees, gets it to back to Friedel. Friedel behind the back to try to get away from Leahy. Ball's loose, rolls out of bounds. Last touch by Fisher Miedema as it squirted between his legs. Friedel a little out of control there. Knights will have 23 on the shot clock as they inbound into their own basket. Torres inbound to Rittenbach. Montero on him. Tight man-to-man defense. Rittenbach still the only Knight to score. His pass to Torres, stolen by Wiley, and then he throws it away. Juan stood still. Jake thought he was going to head up the sideline, and he throws it right to assistant coach Eric Wood. Irish turn it over. 20-7 to Sales. They haven't played a very clean game, but defensively, they've really shut down the Knights. Only one player scored, and a whistle and a foul away from the ball. And Matt Baumgart hit Ruzma on the arm as he passed it, I guess. And Matt Baumgart has picked up a couple quick fouls, and he'll come out of the ball game. I have him for three. The scoreboard has him for two, but he'll come out of the ball game either way. And Zach Mahan checks in the corner to Ruzma. Mahan right on him. Up top it goes to Friedel. Cross court to Torres. Right corner back to Ruzma. Head fake, tries to get by Mahan. Cut off by Wiley. Now Zach's back on him. Gets it to Rittenbach. Now Friedel drives on the right side, loses the handle. Montero's got the loose ball. Another loose ball. Here comes Montero to Wiley. Wiley goes up strong. Offensive foul called as Torres. They call the player control foul, and both players were out of control. Jake really didn't have possession. Torres was just backpedaling, trying to get out of his way, and don't know if I agree with that call. Irish over the limit now. 5 minutes to go in the first half, so Wava will shoot free throws on all defensive DeSales fouls from here on out in the first half. Friedel on the drive. Shot off the glass. Won't go. Rebound Jake Wiley. Now Montero with it. Juan will slow it down. Coach Hazeltine calls the offensive set, pounds his fists together, one on top of the other to set the call. Wiley, down low to Miedema. He forces it up. It won't go, but he's fouled. So when in doubt, dump it down to the big guy, Fisher Miedema. The foul's on Ruzma, his first, just the third foul on the Knights, and Fisher Miedema will shoot two. DeSales, 0-4 from the free throw line in the first quarter. Fisher's first free throw off the back iron, gets the soft bounce, and it goes in. 21-7 to Sales with the lead, up by 14. Fisher's second free throw off the right, off to the right, won't go. Wiley tips it. Leahy controls it, kick out to Montero. They'll reset. In the right corner to Wyatt, Leahy. Leahy for three, won't go. Mahan follows the shot. Rebound powers it up and in. Zach Mahan's got five in the quarter. The Irish are up 23-7. Still, only one Wava player has scored. There's a steal on the right wing by Mahan. Mahan, hey, forgot the ball. Coming the other way, slows down, picks it up. Gets it to Leahy. Nice sequence by Zach Mahan. Download of Miedema. Kick out to Montero. Cross court pass to Mahan. Three on the way, too strong. Zach, maybe a little too much momentum there. Air ball three. Well, it actually hit the glass. Rittenbach on the drive. Kick to Friedel. In the corner, Ruzma. Ruzma for three. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound, Rittenbach. Rittenbach spins around Miedema. Shot off the backboard. Nothing else. Miedema with the rebound. Long bounce pass out to Montero behind the pack. He lays it in. Wong goes right by everybody. All the sales here in the second quarter. Well, they lead it 25-7. Outscored the Knights 10-2. Ruzma catch. Tries to shoot it without coming down. Won't go. Rebound at Wiley, and he's reached in and fouled. Clancy and Rittenbach were there. We'll see who it's on. Good, strong rebound by Jake Wiley. The foul's on Rittenbach, his first. And Nick Hazeltine able to bring three guys into the ballgame at the stoppage of play. Rodriguez, Matt Miedema, and Myeri check in. Mahan's, I think, got some blood on him. He'll come out, and Coach Wood will take him to the training room. Fisher, Miedema, and Jake Wiley both come out of the ballgame. Pollard checks back in for the Knights. Pollard, the 6'5 sophomore, coming off a 21-point game against Dayton, but he, like all but one of the Knight players, has not scored in this one. They dump it inside to Joel Rodriguez, and he collides with a Knight player. And the foul is on Clancy, his first, fifth on the Knights. Into the game for the first time for the Knights, DeAndre Powers, a 5'6 seniors in the ballgame. So Powers, or Pollard, Clancy, Treadway, and Friedel, four starters. And Joel Rodriguez gets the inbound, drives baseline, and lays it in over the front rim. Joel's got his first field goal, second field goal of the game, and there's a steal at half court by Montero. Now Pollard dives to try to get it back from him. Jump ball is the call at half court. Possession in favor of the Knights. DeSales really defending their home court here, up 27-7 and a game between two teams, each with four wins in conference play. The Sails, five losses. The Knights, six losses. So technically the Irish ahead of the Knights in the standings, trying to take all doubt away in this ball game. Dumped down to Clancy, and we've got a reach-in foul by Myeri on the entry pass. Dante picks up the foul, and that will send Henry Clancy to the free throw line. The Knights are 1-for-3 from the line. It'll be a 1-and-1 opportunity for Clancy. Only one Knight player has scored. 2:51 to go in the first half. Irish up 27-7. Clancy misses the front end. Rebound by Matt Miedema. Outlet to Leahy. Leahy on the left wing to Rodriguez. Back to Connor between the circles. Back to Leahy left. Rodriguez on the left wing. Back to Leahy right wing. Now Montero. Baseline pass to Matt Miedema. Back to Juan on the right wing. Zone defense by the Knights. Up top to Leahy to Montero. High post to Myeri. Kick out to Rodriguez. He'll fire the three. In and out. Rebound Myeri inside. Goes up strong. Won't go. Rebound Matt Miedema. Dante Myeri started the sequence. Matt Miedema finished it. Matt's got six. 29-7 to Sales. Pollard drives baseline, puts a little runner up and in. Aaron Pollard, the 6'5 sophomore, elevates on the left baseline and scores it from 5 feet away. 29-9 Irish. Right wing with it is Rodriguez. Joel dribbles to the right elbow. Scoop pass left wing to Montero. Left wing now to Leahy. Leahy will fire the three off the iron. Won't go. Rebound tip. Myeri's got it. Fade away over Clancy. He scores. He's fouled. Dante. Nice little move. He kept one arm low, got away with a little bit of a push off, and then got the offensive rebound, the fadeaway basket, nice and soft. Foul on Clancy, his second, and Dante Myeri gets his first bucket of the game. Six different Irish have scored in the quarter. Irish up 31-9 all over the Knights here in this league contest between crosstown rivals. Dante misses the free throw. Rebound by Torres. Gets it to Powers to Rittenbach. Rittenbach has 7 of their 9 points. Treadway on the right wing with it now. Leans into a tough shot and scores it. Got to give him that one. He just kind of turned sideways, leaned into Myeri and scored it. Treadway scores for the Knights. They're in double figures, down 31-11 to the Irish. Montero left wide open up top. Passes left wing now to Rodriguez. High post to Myeri. Back to Montero. Catch and shoot three. Out the back iron won't go. Rebound by Marshawn Olobosiel. O-L-O-G-B-O-S-E-L-E. That's a mouthful. Treadway has it knocked away by Rodriguez. Joel's going to go the other way. Rittenbach can't challenge him. Joel lays it in with the steal. 33-11 to Sales. Tripling up on the Knights here in the first half. Outclassing Wava in this one. Rittenbach got away with a palming the basketball. Now he picks up his dribble, gets it to Treadway. Treadway hits a three. Treadway has scored 5 in a row. The Knights trying to get something positive going here in the final minute of the first half. 33-14 Irish. Shot clock at 27, game clock at 37. High post to Myeri. His pass tipped away, stolen by Torres now. Torres into front court. Into the corner, pass up top to Rittenbach. Rittenbach trying to drive on Montero, and we've got a push foul on Juan. And that's Juan's second foul. The Irish have committed 8 fouls now, 9 fouls now. And Rittenbach will shoot the front end of a 1-and-1. Wiley, Fisher Miedema, and Matt Baumgart are going to check in. Myeri, Matt Miedema, and Leahy check out. So Nick Hazeltine puts his starting five back in, try to get something executed offensively here at the end of the half. Rittenbach, first free throw is good. Rittenbach has 8 of their 15 points. He's got some help here in the second quarter after being the only player to score in the first quarter. 33-15, Rittenbach hits them both. It's 33-16. So the Knights, some life here. They've scored 7 of the last 9 points. To cut it to a 17-point advantage. The Irish were up 22 a moment ago. Baumgart, cross-court pass to Rodriguez. 8 seconds to go in the half. Up top to Montero. Three on the way. Good with 3.5 seconds left. Juan Montero hits the three. Friedel throws it full court. Nice execution for the Irish. Juan Montero buries the open three. Then first half scoring. The Irish in control on their home floor, up 36 to 16 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When it comes to life, there's so much to see. More to see than can ever be seen, in fact. That's why at Valley Vision, our mission is caring for your eyesight. Valley Vision is a full-service optometry clinic that uses the latest in computer and laser instrumentation. Your personal care is our way of life, our reason for being at Valley Vision. Seeing better is one thing. We want you to look better, too. Your eyes won't believe our frame selection and styles. Valley Vision, 22 West Main Street, Walla Walla.
What do you get when you mix together top quality ingredients, fresh produce from Andes, and the love of a family filled with red-blooded, meat-eating, God-fearing, flag-waving Americans who crave the tradition of a down-home American diner? You get Walt's Place, Walla Walla's destination diner. We offer a 10% discount to those folks fighting for and saving our lives. Police officers, firefighters, DOC, doctors, and nurses. I'm Dominic Mullins, and I'd love to invite you to try our family's diner for some breakfast or lunch. Walt's Place, 1129 South 2nd Avenue in Walla Walla. Come join the family.
Do you know someone outside our listening area who wants to hear the game? Now they can listen on the web at khssradio.com.
We're back live at the half on Breast Cancer Awareness Night. Players shooting shots. They're not players. Fans shooting shots or bottles of pop, and DeSales, a lot of pop in their offense. They outscore the Knights 15-5 in the first quarter, playing some shutdown defense as Matt Rittenbach was the only player to score for the Knights. While the Irish are getting points from five different players in the first quarter, they outscore the Knights 21-11 in the second quarter. The Irish in control at the half, 36-16. Four, five, six, seven different DeSales players have scored and well on their way to earning a split in this doubleheader broadcast. It was a rough night for the Irish girls. It's been a rough 2018. They've won just one game since Christmas break, and the Irish not up to the challenge against a very good Wawa Knights girls team, losing 53-24 on the girls' side of this doubleheader. Lady Irish head coach Tim Duncan, always very gracious. He'll be visiting with us when we come back after the break on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Let's do it. You're crazy hungry with an appetite like a lion, not a mouse.
You want mad filling pizza toppings, then you want a house.
Salami, olives, mushrooms, and a rockin' tons of pepperoni.
Plus beef, Italian sausage. The house ain't frontin', ain't no phony.
Roll to Fazari's for the house. See us. Give us a shout.
It's old school good pizza. Word. Peace out.
You boys. So retro.
Mamma mia.
Fazari's Finest on Bridge Street in Clarkston and Fazari's.com. Do it like
that. McDonald's Erin Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald's Erin team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald's Erin Insurance. This team works for you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
What the hell? I mean, you know it, whatever. Emily Ness? Oh, we're back live. We must be taking shorter breaks during this boys game. Well, we've got... All right, we've got Tim Duncan with us right now. Got the band entertaining the fans, and Tim will get his headphones on. I thought we had a little more time to visit. They're changing things up on me back at the studio. Well, Coach... You're in the midst of a really tough stretch here in the new year.
Yeah.
What's the plan moving forward?
Well, hopefully, tonight was a disappointing effort. I wasn't real happy. We spent some time on some things this week that we had to do today, and it basically was a waste of time. I mean, we could have used our practice time better, and I guess we did because we didn't do any of the things well that we worked on. So, yeah. We just got to get better. I mean, we got to get better offensively. You know, we don't have some kids, you know, really stepping up consistently and trying to do the things we need to do. And I know they get disappointed if their shot gets blocked and all that. But you know what? That's all part of the game. You know, it just is. We got to be a little bit tougher mentally.
I know the feeling, Coach. I mean, compete. And tonight, your girls probably just did not compete the way you'd hope. They didn't block out very well, and too many coast-to-coast dribbling opportunities for the night.
Yeah, I haven't been disappointed very many times this week in our effort. Tonight I was disappointed.
Well, the good news is you've got a chance to come back. You got 5 games left. Hopefully you can get Maddie Wall back, get her healthy. Yep. I think she's coming to school tomorrow.
Yep.
Get your girls who made the poor decisions, get them back, and maybe get on a run here in the final couple weeks.
We better.
We better. I'll go ahead and ask it, Coach.
No, don't ask.
Don't ask. All right, Coach. No Dairy Queen player of the game tonight. Maybe we'll be able to give out a couple in a game later on with a better effort. Coach Duncan, always very gracious in visiting with us between games. The Lady Irish fall to 2-8 on the year in a kind of an uninspired effort against the Walla Walla Valley Academy Lady Knights. And Coach Duncan just got to flush it and move on. The Irish boys rolling in the first half up 36-16. We'll have halftime stats when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
McDonald Zarian Insurance provides for all of your insurance needs, including commercial, winery, farm, crop, auto, flood, life, health, long-term care, renters, and homeowners insurance. The McDonald Zarian team includes more than 20 agents offering professional advice on all types of insurance matters. Give Dan Baffney, Doug Borth, Sean Borth, or David Borth a call today at 525-5730. Located at 22 East Main Street in Walla Walla and 305 East Main Street in Dayton, that's McDonald Zarian Insurance. This team works for you.
Each winter, we all make preparations for the coming cold, but sometimes we overlook the needs of our animals during this tough time of year. Remember, whether it is a family pet, horses, or other livestock, they need sound nutrition, good shelter, an ice-free water supply, and protection from other animals. For all the joy our animals bring us, it's the least we can do for them. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's large and small veterinary medical needs.
Go where you want, when you want. With a Banner Bank Connected checking account, you can use any ATM in the country for free. That's any ATM, anywhere. Think of it as your freedom to explore. Banner Bank. Let's create tomorrow together. Unlimited surcharge rebates from non-Banner-owned U.S. ATMs. Banner Bank, member FDIC.
At Coffee Cravings, our baristas have an exceptional knowledge of espresso and all of the other elements that make our espresso drinks stand out from the rest. We use the finest ingredients, of course, which are essential, but our fantastic baristas are what make our espresso drinks so special. Fast, family-friendly, knowledgeable service with a smile. Our staff is waiting to serve you. Find out for yourself why we're the best at Coffee Cravings. 801 West Poplar Street and 1615 East Isaacs Avenue, Walla Walla.
It's resolution time. Let Grocery Outlet help you stay on track with solutions for healthier living while making your dollars go farther. Like protein bars, powders, and drinks for pre- and post-workout. Plus whey protein, detox powders, and more. All at unbelievable prices. Shop Grocery Outlet for variety and savings.
Grocery Outlet, Bargain Market.
910 South 9th, Walla Walla.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
The Irish band finish off a nice rendition of My Sharona for the Irish and the Walla Knight fans. Well, Tim Duncan, obviously direct and to the point, not pleased with this Lady Irish's effort. The band has been excellent tonight under the head direction of Phil Lynch, and the Irish boys up 36-16. You can probably hear the fight song in the background. The Knights just 16 points, 5 in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter. Coach Wagner played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different players in that first half. Only one of them scored in the first quarter. Only 3 of them have points now. Aaron Pollard has 2 points. The Irish have shut him down after he scored 21 last Thursday against Dayton. 5 points for Nathan Treadway and Matt Littenbach, 9 points. The 5'10 junior was the only player to score in the first quarter. For Coach Nick Hazeltine, he has got 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine players in the ball game. Seven of them have scored. Very good balance. Dante Myrie with two and several players with 5 points. Zach Mann has five. Fisher Miedema has five. And Matt Baumgart has five. 6 points for Joel Rodriguez. Six for Matt Miedema, the 6'3 sophomore off the Irish bench, having a nice game. And 7 points for Juan Montero to lead the Irish in scoring, including that buzzer beater three to end the first half. The Sails up by 20, trying to separate themselves from WAVA in the standings. The Irish 4-5 coming in, the Knights 4-6 coming in. Irish trying to be solidly in fourth place. They dump it down to Fisher Miedema to start the second half. He loses it out of bounds, steps on the end line, tried to knock it off one of the Knight players. Well, they say it is the Sales basketball. I thought the official Kurt Evanenko pointed the other way. Baumgart tries to lob it inside. Nobody open up top to Montero. Right wing pass to Rodriguez. Irish working to my left in front of the DeSales bench. Baumgart tries baseline cutoff, dumps it to Miedema. A little fadeaway inside, softly over Pollard and in. Fisher Miedema has got seven, and the Irish off to a nice start in the second half. Pollard on the left wing of it. So for the Irish, there's Montero with a steal out front against Friedel. Gets by Friedel and lays it in. Juan Montero's got nine. Got to come out strong in the third quarter, take their will away right away. When you've got that big halftime point lead, halftime lead. Boy, I'm getting tongue-tied. There's a shot by Freeland side, blocked out of bounds by Wiley, but they say last touch by the Knights. So the Irish have scored the first 4 points of the second half, and they've got the ball again, up 40-16. A couple potential blowout games, and Miedema, the beneficiary of a nice assist by Matt Baumgart. Fisher pinned his defender underneath. Matt got the pass to him high. Fisher's got nine now. 42-16 Irish all over the Knights. Friedel up top the Treadway. Back to Rittenbach. Rittenbach drives right elbow cut off now. Gives it to Pollard. They got a little weave going. Pass, handoff, weave. And they get it to Rittenbach in the right corner. Shot won't go. Rebound tipped by Baumgart. Controlled by Rodriguez. Joel wants to push it. Now we'll slow it down between the circles. Left wing to Baumgart. He'll slice hard to the basket. Leaves it short. Tries to tip it. Ball's loose. Friedel's got it. Here comes Friedel the other way. Montero shadowing him. Puts up a little five-footer in the lane. He scores. Friedel's first basket of the contest. The Knights are on the board in the second half. Irish in control up 42-18. Pass inside to Wiley. He goes up strong. He's fouled. The two post players, Miedema and Wiley. Fisher's got a lot of passes inside and has scored 9 points. Now Jake, who has not scored in the game, will go to the free throw line. Foul is on Clancy, his third. The Knights committed six first-half fouls. The Irish committed nine. Matt Baumgart has three fouls. Matt Miedema and Juan Montero have two each. And Jake Wiley becomes the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth Irish player to score as he hits the free throw. Irish up 43-18. Second free throw is good. Sales trying to stop a two-game skid in conference play, losing twice this past weekend to Tri-City Prep and Liberty Christian, blowing a five-point lead to start the fourth quarter to lose to Liberty Christian here on their home floor Saturday. Big game non-leaguer coming up against Sunnyside Christian on Friday. Miss inside by the Knights. Control the rebound is Fisher Miedema ahead to Montero, or Baumgart down low to Wiley. Wiley misses a shot. Long rebound tip. Rittenbach's got it. He'll race the other way and lay it in. Rittenbach ahead of the traffic. He's in double figures for the Knights with 11. 44-20 Irish. They've outscored the Knights 8-4 in the fourth quarter. Pass down low to Miedema, knocked out of bounds by Clancy. No secret what option one is for the Irish when Fisher Miedema is in the ballgame. Now his brother Matt will check in as Jake Wiley sits down. Fisher will inbound it after the ball pass was tipped out of bounds. 26 on the shot clock. Fisher puts it out high to Rodriguez. Now in the right corner goes Baumgart. Baumgart for three up there. Won't go. Rodriguez with the rebound and tip won't go. We got an offensive foul on Fisher Miedema pushing off inside. Joel sliced right through the defense. Nobody blocked him out. Tried to catch it and put it up and in without coming down, but too much momentum, too hard off the glass, and Fisher fouled, going for the offensive board. They swing it to Pollard. He hits the three. Aaron Pollard, the 6'5 sophomore, nice catch and shoot three on the right wing. 44-23 Irish. Knights on the left, Baumgart on the left wing. Pass tip stolen by Friedel. Knights trying to make a little run here and get back in this one. Pass down low to Torres. He collides with Montero. That's going to be Juan's third foul. So the Knights continue to play hard for Coach Scott Wagner as Clancy sat down and Marshawn Olobosil checks in. In the left corner to Rittenbach, stolen by Rodriguez. Friedel's back. Rodriguez goes up strong with the left hand and scores it. Joel Rodriguez, the steal on the coast-to-coast drive, and the Irish have doubled up on the Knights now, 46-23. Pollard on the right wing with it, hands off to Friedel. Friedel for three, he's got it. The Knights playing much better offensively here in the second half after scoring just 16 first-half points. They've got 10 here, 3.5 minutes into the third quarter. Rodriguez on the baseline to Miedema, pass out top to Montero, swing it to Baumgart. Head fake, goes baseline, cut off. Kick out top to Matt Miedema. Matt shovels in the lane to Rodriguez. Spins around on Olobosil. Shot won't go. Rebounded by Olobosil. Having a tough time with that pronunciation. In the corner to Torres. Torres on the drive. He's bumped by Matt Miedema. That's going to be Matt's third foul. Not a shooting foul. Stops the clock halfway through this third quarter. 4 minutes to go. And Coach Hazeltine will bring three players into the game. Leahy, Mahan, and Maieri. Baumgart, Miedema, and Joel Rodriguez sit down. Torres looking to inbound it. Treadway is checked back in as Pollard sits down. Inbound it to Friedel. Cross over a dribble, gets in the lane, kicks it out to Rittenbach. Rittenbach dribbles to the right elbow, pass in the corner to Friedel. Bounce pass down low to Ogolbosee. His shot won't go. Rebound tip controlled by Friedel. The Knights out hustling the Irish here in this sequence. Treadway with it. Now to Friedel. Friedel deep three over Leahy. It's an air ball. And it'll be DeSales basketball as it goes out of bounds. Irish up 46-26. 3:37 to go in the third. Timeout. Walla Walla Valley Academy. Irish with the ball and a 20-point lead when we come back on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Here's a little secret for all you husbands out there. Your wife can use a little extra help around the house. Ever thought of hiring a maid for her? Handmade Cleaning can make this dream a reality for you, providing the luxurious value of exceptional cleaning and restoration services at affordable prices. Kevin and Grace Reynolds founded Handmade Cleaning to specialize in the interior beautification of area homes and to provide quality career opportunities to dedicated people of good character. Call Handmade Cleaning, 240-7999. That's 240-7995.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
We're back live at DeSales High School. The Irish up by 20 with the basketball. The competition hasn't been very competitive, I guess you'd say. Shouldn't use the same word twice in a row. The Irish girls blown out in the first game. The Irish blown out the Knights here. But the Knights are playing hard as Mahan has his pass stolen by Rittenbach in the corner of Friedel. Three won't go. Long rebound to Treadway. Treadway on the drive. Shoots it up over Matt Miedema. Won't go. Treadway fights for his own rebound, but it goes out of bounds. Nathan Treadway, 6'3 junior. Good hustling effort, but no result. On the floor after the timeout for Nick Hazeltine, Juan Montero, the lone starter out there, along with Connor Leahy, the junior on the right wing with it now. Mahan and Maieri, two freshmen, along with Matt Miedema. Montero fires a three, won't go, rebound Rittenbach. Rittenbach to Friedel. Friedel will slow it down and set up the offense for Coach Wagner in front, working in front of the Knights bench down to my right. Friedel drives left base, left side down the key, shoots it up and in over Leahy. Friedel did not score in the first half. He has seven here in the quarter. Lead is at 18 for the Irish. They've led by as many as 23. Pass inside to Mahan. Dribbles it off his own foot. Goes to Friedel. Ahead to Rittenbach. Rittenbach can't hit the lay-in. Leahy with the rebound. Leahy trying to push it up court. Knocked away by Rittenbach. And ball's loose. Rittenbach always after the ball. Friedel's got it now to Torres. To Ogolzolbi, who lays it in. Ogolzolbi, the 6'3 senior trailer, says, hey, I'm open. And he was. 46-30. Knights with the little run here. They get it to Leahy. 16-footer left wing. He scores it. Connor Leahy's first bucket. Every DeSales player has now scored for Nick Hazel. In the corner for Torres. Left wide open for three. Nobody comes to the ball. Torres says, okay, I'll just shoot it. Nick Hazeltine got some grit in his teeth. He is not happy. They just stood there and watched Torres drain an uncontested three. Timeout to sales. 48-33 the lead. Nick Hazeltine coaching his guys hard during this timeout on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Hey, Jesse, how do we explain to everyone how a membership at the Walla Walla YMCA can help with New Year's resolutions?
That's easy, Rebecca. Tell them we have a brand new state-of-the-art pool, the largest cardio and weight room in Walla Walla, over 90 fitness classes per week, free consultations with wellness staff to create a personal program, free in-body tests to all new members, personal trainers, basketball, racquetball, pickleball, volleyball, on-site babysitting, sports programs for the kids, swimming lessons, and so much more.
Wow, thanks, Jesse.
No problem.
To begin your New Year's resolution, visit www.ymca.org or 341 North Division Street. Start your new year at the Y.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
A little message there from first-year head coach Nick Hazeltine. His guys have a big lead, maybe going through the motions a little bit, and not playing intense defense. They left Torres just stood there and waited. Nobody guarded him, so he said, okay, I'll shoot it, and he made the three. And Coach Hazeltine, I could read his lips. If you don't want to play hard, you can come and sit on the bench. And the Irish miss at the offensive end. And there's a rebound foul. Just like that, the Knights are within 15 points. They were down 26 a moment ago, 46-23. They've outscored the Irish 10-2. The foul is on Rodriguez, his second. And there's a steal by Rodriguez from Ruzma. Rajol the other way. Misses a lane in traffic, rebound Treadway. Friedel with it. So the Knights have made a game out of it. Treadway for three on the right wing, off the arm, won't go. Rebound, the senior, Olobosil. And we got a whistle as Olobosil passed it out front, and traveling is called on the Knights. 1:05 to go, third quarter. So the Irish up 46-23 early in this quarter. It's now 48-33. To Myeri on the high post, down low to Miedema. His shot's blocked, and we got a foul on the rebound. So Myeri passed it down to Fisher Miedema. Ruzma, the 5'10 junior, blocked the big fella from behind. And now a foul on Baumgart going after the offensive rebound. That's his third. The Knights showing a lot of grit here. Coach Wagner took a timeout. And the Knights have been on a 10-2 run since. In the corner to this sophomore who's in the ballgame, Santillano. His three won't go. Baumgart with the rebound. Ahead to Leahy. Leahy goes up on Treadway, scores, and is fouled. Treadway just stood under the basket and waited for him. And Connor creates the contact, hits the lay-in, and will go to the free throw line. And that stops the momentum for the Knights at least a little bit. 50-33 Irish. And Powers checks in, and Santillano comes out. DeAndre Powers, a 5'6 senior. And Connor will try to complete the three-point play. He's got 4 points all here in the third quarter. He hits the free throw. Connor, nice quarter. He's got five. 51-33 Irish. Trying to get some momentum back. 34 seconds to go in the third. Left wing pass to Ruzma. Three-pointer over Baumgart. Off the mark, won't go. Rebound tipped by Leahy. Controlled by Montero. Montero brings it into front court. Irish could play for one shot. They did this at the half, and Montero hit a three at the buzzer. They're passing it around again. Rodriguez on the left wing, back to Montero. Holds the ball on his hip. 9 on the clock. Now Montero go to the right wing, up top to Baumgart. Lobs to the high post to Leahy. Leahy in the lane, kicked out to Rodriguez. Three on the way, he's got it with 1 second to go. Good situational basketball. The Irish, a ragged third quarter, but a strong finish, and they execute the buzzer beater. Joel Rodriguez hits it. The Irish are up 54-33 on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of the Fighting Irish of DeSales on KHSS 100.7 FM. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Irish Radio. Contact your local Edward Jones financial advisor for your investment needs. In the Walla Walla Valley, contact Chase Hessler, George Hessler, Hank Worden, or Sam Wells. Call us today at 1-800-ED-JONES. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
As anyone who's watched the economy knows, the markets continually fluctuate. So isn't it great when some things about your investments don't change? See Bill Fleener at D.A. Davidson & Company when you're looking for a commitment to you that will never fluctuate. Your finances are a big deal to Bill. He has extensive experience in helping clients plan for their financial futures. See Bill Fleener when you're ready to work with a professional. D.A. Davidson, member SIPC.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Well, the Knights, after scoring 16 points in the first half, score 17 in the quarter. The Irish outscore them by one, 18-17, with a late flurry. The Knights' first possession of the fourth quarter, they get it down to Henry Clancy, and the 6'4 sophomore gets the hook shot to fall his first points of the game. Pass inside, tipped away. Baumgart gets a loose ball. Now down to Leahy. Leahy shot inside, blocked, but a foul is called. Foul is going to be on Clancy. That's his fourth. That will send Connor to the Leahy to the free throw line. Connor, all five of his points in the game coming in that third quarter. So DeSales, a late flurry after the Knights had taken a 26-point deficit. Now 23-point deficit and cut it down to 15. They actually get it back up to 21 here in the fourth quarter. Cut to 18 after the Clancy bucket, but now Connor Leahy hits two free throws, and it's back up to 22. 21 is 56-35. Rittenbach shot in the lane, won't go. Rebound, Niedema to Montero, to Baumgart. Baumgart slices in and lays it in against Treadway. Matt Baumgart attacking Treadway. Matt's first basket since the first quarter. He's got seven. 7 minutes to go in the game. Down low to Powers. DeAndre Powers, one of only two seniors on the Knights roster. Rittenbach, a junior, gets it right wing to Pollard. 6'5 sophomore drives in a little floater in the lane. He's got it. Pollard's got seven. 58-37 Irish. Right wing pass to Rodriguez up top between the circles to Montero. Back to Rodriguez. Looks at a three, won't take it. Now drives in, elevates over Clancy, won't go. Backboard, nothing else. Gets his own rebound. Bounce pass to Fisher Miedema, who lays it in. Nice assist by Joel Rodriguez after the offensive rebound. Timeout. Scott Wagner and the Knights. 60-37. Irish with the lead. Will break away on 100.7 FM KHSS.
When you're looking for new flooring for your home, it can be a struggle to find someone you can trust to help you make the right choice. Connor's recipe for satisfied customers includes friendly staff and interior designers and top quality name products, including hardwood, vinyl planks, carpet, tile, countertops, and blinds. Give us a call today at 522-0176 or visit us on the internet at connorsflooringanddesign.com or come by our showroom on C Street in College Place for your free estimate. Connor's Flooring and Design. We'll take good care of you.
This is KHSS Walla Walla.
Still in the huddle are the Knights. A quick look at the playoff picture, which is not far away. On Tuesday, February 6th, there will be a play-in game for the sixth-place teams in each conference against Lyle Wishram's teams. Lyle Wishram plays an independent schedule in basketball. Lady Irish trying to fight their way and maintain that sixth place spot. They're tied for sixth right now with Liberty Christian. Got to find a way to win a couple games down the stretch to secure it. The Sales boys solidly in fourth place. assuming they can hang on to their 23-point lead here. Will not have to be involved in that play-in game and would wait till February 9th to play. Rittenbach drives in and scores after the timeout for the Knights. He's got 13 points to lead them in scoring. Rodriguez for three won't go. Rebound Treadway, outlet to Powers. The district tournament where they take on District 6 schools. There's a steal by Rodriguez on an out pass of the wing. He drives in and scores. Joel, very quick. 13 points for Joel. They just threw it right to him on the wing, and he said, I'm going the other way. 62-39 Irish. Rittenbach out to Pollard. Up top to Treadway. Treadway to Rittenbach between the circles. Left corner pass to Pollard. Pollard goes baseline, a little running one-hander. He's got it. He's got some skills. He's 6'5". He seems comfortable putting the ball on the floor. He had 21 against Dayton. He's got 9 now. He did not score in the first quarter. Had only 2 in the first half. Baumgart finds Rodriguez. Touch pass inside to Fisher Niedemeyer. Nice ball movement. Joel Rodriguez, he's got that fire in his eyes. He's rebounding. He's stealing the ball. He's scoring. He's assisting. Fisher Niedemeyer with 13 in the corner. Powers for 3. Won't go. Rebound that lay to Joel on the right wing. Bounce pass to Montero behind the deep. Oh! Juan misses the shot, but he's fouled by Powers. Joel Rodriguez, you can see it. He's rolling right now. He and Juan, neither one of them played when these teams met on January 4th. The game, the Irish won 51-44, but had to survive being outscored 19-15 in the fourth quarter by the Knights. But that's not going to happen here. Juan hits the first free throw. The foul was on DeAndre Powers, his first. Juan in double figures with 10. Good scoring balance for the Irish. They now have 3 players in double figures. Montero has 10. Rodriguez has 13, as does Fisher Miedema. Mahan and Maieri check in. Juan hits both free throws, and he'll come out of the game as Matt Miedema checks in. So Montero, Baumgart, Rodriguez, Fisher Miedema all sit down. It's Leahy, Matt Miedema. Tim Morton checks in for the first time. The 6'3 sophomore who missed all week last week of school with illness. Pollard with 3 won't go. Rebound, Maieri. That flu is nothing to mess with. It's a dangerous deal right now. Mahan between the circles in the high post to Matt Miedema. Right corner pass to Leahy. Leahy for 3 off the mark. Won't go. Rebound, Pollard. Outlet to Rittenbach. 4.5 minutes to go in the ballgame. Irish up 66-41. Pass down low to Clancy. His shot won't go. Rebound, Maieri. Outlet to Leahy. Right wing pass stolen out of there by Torres. Torres races the other way and he'll miss the lay-in. Maieri got back and challenged him. Leahy with the rebound. Now Mahan. Mahan goes strong the other way. He misses. Getting a little ragged in transition. Oh, Pollard with a little elbow there as he got the rebound away from Timmy Warden. Now Friedel with it. Pass out top to Torres. To Friedel. Friedel with Leahy on him between the leg with the dribble. Pass off to Pollard. Pollard drives in. Gets himself in the air. Hands off to Friedel. Friedel drives in. And we got a whistle and a block foul as he dumped it to Clancy. That's going to be before the shot. Neither team over the limit. The foul is on Dante Maieri. Dante's second foul. 6th on the Irish. Pollard checks out. Ruzma comes in for the Knights. Wiley checks in for Leahy. Rittenbach gives it to Ruzma. Back to Rittenbach, but he wasn't ready for it. Friedel saves it at half court. Right on the D with the cross going through the D, the DeSales symbol. As the ball slapped out of bounds, Billy Holtzinger, the fifth grader sitting in the front row, got smacked by Torres inadvertently. Torres, good sportsmanship, asks him if he's okay. They get inbounds to Ruzma, up top to Friedel. Friedel drives left elbow, ball's loose off of somebody's foot. Warden picks it up, gets it to Maieri. Now it'll go to Mahan. Mahan right wing to Maieri. High post to Miedema. Matt Miedema scores it just inside the foul line. Matt's got 8. Irish got a chance to get 4 players in double figures, leading at 68-41. The Irish previous high for the season, 62 in their season opener against Weston McEwen. So they've achieved that. They got a new season high, and Warden steals a pass down low, saves it, but it's tipped away from Wiley. Now the Knights have it. In the corner, Rittenbach for 3. Won't go. Rebound, Mahan. Matt will let the defense clear away, and the freshman will bring it up court. Yeah, 62 is the previous high. No, actually, they scored 63 in a loss. Dump down low to Tim Warden. He scores his first bucket. So the Irish had scored 63 for their previous high in a losing effort in the Christmas tournament. But they've got 68, now 70 in a winning effort. Friedel on the drive. He scores it. He's got 9. Irish up 70 to 43. 2:10 to go. They'll play Sunnyside Christian in a non-leaguer Friday. Pass down low to Warden. Leaves it short. Rebound tip controlled by Friedel. Timmy Warden had a good look there. Friedel drives the other way. He's fouled in the lane with 2:07 to go. That's 7 fouls on the Irish. It's a shooting foul. Fouls on Zach Mahan, his first. And Friedel will go to the free throw line for the first time. The 5'10 sophomore did not score in the first half. He has 9, make it 10 now in the second half as he becomes the second night player to reach double figures. Clancy and Rittenbach come out of the ball game. Isaiah Santillano checks in, as does Marshawn Olobosia, 6'3 senior. And Friedel, soft touch, hits them both. He'll come out of the game as DeAndre Powers checks in. Well, the Knights, a very slow start in this ball game. The Irish put them away early, up 15-5 after 8 minutes, up 36-16 at the half. Their high water mark in the third quarter of 46-23. And the Irish finished the third quarter strong, outscoring the Knights 18-17, up 54-33. Now they're just playing out the string. And Dante Meyer, he gets a little bit embarrassed maybe. Ball rolling out of bounds. He stood and watched it, and a Knight player hustled in front of him and slapped it off him out of bounds. Got to hustle and grab the ball any chance you get. 1:47 to go in the ball game. 70-45 Irish. DeSales boys will even their conference record at 5-5, move to 7-8 overall and get some separation between themselves and the Knights in the standings. The Knights will fall to 4-7. Powers pass stolen by Mahan. Mahan goes the other way. And did he make? He made the basket. It's going to be an offensive foul and no basket. So Zach picks up the foul. The way the official signaled that he put his hand like this, like it was the basket was good, but it's a little mechanical issue for the official there, but Mahan with the foul. Torres pass up top to Powers. So Matt Miedema, Zach Mahan, Dante Maieri, Tim Warden, and Jake Wiley on the court. Matt Miedema hustling out front, reaches in and fouls. The Irish have now committed 9. That will send DeAndre Powers to the free throw line for the Knights to shoot the front end of a 1-1 with 1:24 to go. Powers misses the front end. Rebound, Dante Maieri. Dante aggressively after the board, padding those rebounding stats. Lave, Mahan, top of the key to meet him. A kick out to Jake Wiley. And Jake Wiley, set shot three-pointer for the 6'3 junior. He's got 5 points now, his first field goal of the game. A minute to go, 73-45 Irish. Bruzma for three off the back iron, won't go. Rebound tipped. Odo Balsby can't control it. Mahan's got it. He stripped. Bruzma's got it. Now Torres. Olobosil, I got to get that name right. Down low, Olobosil, he scores at the 6'3 senior's got 4 points. Inside a minute to go, Irish up 73-47. And then Dante Maieri throws it into backcourt. That's an over and back violation. Freshman players, you see some really good things, then you see some not so good things at times. Irish have a 26-point lead. Their biggest of the game, I think. Powers. We'll get it in the left wing to Torres. Irish playing a 2-3 zone right now in the lane to Santillano in the right corner. Ruzma, three on the way, won't go. Rebound tipped, controlled by Zach Mahan. And the Irish can dribble it out. Nick Hazeltine on his haunches, a first-year coach, says just dribble it out as he comes across half court. The Irish will move to 5-5 in the conference and stop a little two-game losing streak. And that'll do it. The Irish win it 73-47. An excellent first half, an excellent start to the third quarter. stop a little run where the Knights got it down to a 15-point game, and they win it going away 73-47. We'll be back with the happy totals on 100.7 FM KHSS.
Happy New Year. Hi, this is Sheila from Walla Walla's Postal Annex, and I want to thank you for another great year. Is your resolution this year to clean out those old business papers and private documents? Let us shred those papers for you. Here at Postal Annex, we offer a safe and secure shredding service for just 99 cents a pound. And if you have any post-holiday shipping or returns, we can help you with wrapping, packing, and shipping too. Come see us soon at Postal Annex in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
The Northwest Catholic Men's Conference is the last weekend in February at the Pendleton Convention Center. It's for fathers and sons ages 15 and up. The conference features talks, devotions, fraternity, adoration, plus time for confessions and the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Registration details are online at nwcmg.com. That's nwcmg.com. For more information, call St. Mary's Parish at 276-3615. Become the man you were called to be. Attend the Northwest Catholic Men's Conference the last weekend in February. The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls, as well as Science Diet pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and sweatshirts, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with Wilbur Ellis brand Ice Melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for your winter products today. Your local True Value store, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
This is KHSS, Walla Walla.
We're back live. We're just going to run through everything and wrap things up here. The Irish boys did what they needed to do on their home floor in a league game against a team that was right with them in fourth place. The Irish at 4-5, the Knights at 4-6. The Sails started strong, outscoring the Knights 15-5. Defense was solid. Matt Rittenbach was the only Wava player to score in the first quarter. The Irish had their best offensive production of the ball game, 21 points in the second quarter, outscoring the Knights 21-11. Juan Montero beat the buzzer with a three-pointer at the end of the half to put the Irish up by 20, 36-16. They came out strong in the third quarter, built a lead of 46-23, and then the Irish got a little lackadaisical, and the Knights kept playing hard and actually cut the deficit from 23-15 on a 10-2 run. The Irish regained the momentum just a bit, and another buzzer beater, Joel Rodriguez, off an executed play to end the third quarter, hit a three at the buzzer, and the Irish did outscore the Knights 18-17 in a high-scoring third quarter. And the Irish get points from 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different players in the fourth quarter and outscore the Knights 19-14. The Irish best offensive production of the year by 10 points. Their previous high, 63, in a 71-63 loss to College Place in the Christmas tournament. The Irish score 73 and run the record to 5-5 in the conference, 7-8 overall. The Knights dropped to 4-7 in the conference, and the Irish are solidly ahead of them now for that fourth place spot, having swept the season series. White Swan is the other team within striking distance of that fourth place spot. White Swan is currently 3-6, and they'll play a couple league games this weekend against Mapton and Dayton, the bottom two teams in the conference. So White Swan figures to get a couple of wins there, while the Sails has to travel to defending state champion Kittitas on Saturday for their only league game of the weekend. So a very important win for the Irish, and they took care of business. Individual scoring for the ball game. Coach Scott Wagner got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players in the ball game. Seven of them scored points. Henry Clancy had 2, 3 points for Gabriel Torres, 4 for Marshawn Olobosil, the 6'3 senior, 5 points for Nathan Treadway, 9 points for Aaron Pollard. DeSales did a nice job defensively on the 6'5 sophomore. He had only 2 points in the first half after scoring 21 in a game against Dayton last Thursday. 11 points for Jake Friedel, all in the second half, and Matt Rittenbach, the one solid performer for the Knights, the 5'11 junior, had 13. He scored in every quarter. He was the only player to score in the first quarter. In fact, he had their first 7 points of the game, including all five of their first quarter points. The Knights didn't get to the free throw line often. They were not very aggressive offensively. They shoot 5 of 9 from the free throw line for the game. For DeSales, a very satisfying effort for Nick Hazeltine's guys, except for that lull mid-third quarter. Nick gets all of his players who were suited up into the ball game. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 players, and all 10 of them score. Dante Maieri had 2 points. Tim Warden had 2. Nice to see Tim back in action after being sick all of last week. 5 points for Zach Mahan. 5 for Jake Wiley. 7 for Matt Baumgart. 7 for Connor Leahy, all in the second half for Connor. 8 for Matt Miedema, as the 6'3 sophomore off the bench scored 3 of the 4 quarters. And then 3 players in double figures for DeSales. Juan Montero with 11, and then 13 each for Joel Rodriguez and Fisher Miedema as they tie for team high in the ballgame. Keep in mind that Joel Rodriguez and Juan Montero were not in the lineup when these teams met back on January 4th. The game the Irish won 51-44. So a big difference having those two senior guards in the lineup as the Irish have their highest point total of the season, 73 points. Hopefully they're getting hot at the right time of the year. Well, Dairy Queen player of the game, Coach Duncan, didn't feel his girls competed very hard and did not do the things that they worked on at practice, blocking out on rebounds and stopping the dribbler up court. And so the Lady Irish, no Dairy Queen player of the game. So for the boys, we'll do 2 of them. Okay. During the game, I just kind of try to think of moments that I thought were solid. I thought Joel Rodriguez played aggressively start to finish. He scored in every quarter. So Joel Rodriguez will go for a Dairy Queen player of the game certificate. And Zach Mahan had a nice little sequence in that second quarter, which was the best quarter for the Irish. He had all 5 of his points in that quarter. He was stealing the ball. He was getting rebounds, so we're going to go with 1 for him as well. Matt Miedema would get an honorable mention as well. I'll have to look in my notes. I think he's got one this year. 6'3 sophomore, 8 points. He did score in every quarter. So maybe we'll give 3. I'll have to look to see. Try to spread them out so everybody gets one. So I'm going to put a circle with an HM, honorable mention for Matt Miedema. So it's kind of between him and Zach for that second one. We'll see who's got the most, if any, so far this year. Well, nice decision to have to make. The Irish win at 73-47. The Irish girls outmatched against a good Knights team, 53-24. And both teams will be in action at home Friday to finish this 3-game homestand in a non-leaguer against a very good Sunnyside Christian program from the 1B level. They are perennial state tournament contenders. So the girls will tip off at 6, followed by the boys at approximately 7:30 for that one. And then back into league action Saturday, the long road trip to Kittitas. The boys, tall hill to climb there, both literally and figuratively on the drive and on the competition. The Coyotes of Kittitas, 14-1 on the year, 9-0 in the conference. Defending state champions are very, very solid. The Irish boys will try to stick with them. The Sales breaks a 2-game losing streak on the boys' side with the win tonight, 73-47. The Irish girls trying to build some character, get healthy, get some suspended players back, and make a run and try to get into the postseason. They've got 5 games left in the regular season. And starting Friday with the non-leaguer with Sunnyside Christian, and then 4 league games to close out the regular season. Getting close to district tournament time. It's a fun time of year. So with that, on a Tuesday night, this is Mike Speed saying God bless. Thank you to Mark back at the studio for a great job, and please patronize all our great sponsors. And we now send you back to the studios of 100.7 FM KHSS.
We hope you've enjoyed this broadcast of Fighting Irish Sports Action on 100.7 FM KHSS. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.